Next on AfterBuzz TV, we're going to be reviewing Project Runway Junior Season 2, Episode 10, the finale part 2, where the designers put the finishing touches on their finale collection. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hey guys, I'm your host Michelle Uberest, and I'm here with
Carmen Cameron. Hey guys.
And you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Uberest.
And you can find me on Instagram at Carmen Cameron or Facebook at Carmen Cameron.
Right on. And we are here to recap Project Runway Junior, Season 2, Episode 10.
Yes.
The finale, finally.
Oh my goodness.
The moment you've been waiting for.
Yes. So much pressure, so much tension, all of this waiting to find out who wins.
I know.
And now we know.
I know. Can I just say, I'm just so proud of these kids.
So proud. I was like swallowing tears, like, they're living the dream.
I'm so excited about the collections. Like,
yes.
You know, you kind of set the bar low because you're like, oh, they're kids. And,
right.
You know.
You cannot sleep on these kids.
Right, but I think, and you know, at the end, the kind of interview, like, they have, you know, old Project Runway designers and stuff, and I can't remember who said it, but somebody was like, I think they would really rival, like, regular Project Runway contestants. I totally agree.
There was a guy who said it. He was like, these guys are better than some of the regular Project Runway people. So.
Yeah, totally. I really hope that they would put some of them on All Stars.
I know.
Season.
I want to see.
Put them in the mix.
I really want to see, like, a team of, like, seniors and juniors.
Yeah.
Like, one-on-one.
That'd be awesome.
You know?
That'd be great.
I want to see that. Yeah.
I think they just bring more of, like, a fresh perspective to it.
Very. It's so unique and innovative. I love it.
But still, they have, like, signatures already.
Right.
They're, like, 15, 16, 17 years
old. Right, with clear perspectives and point of view.
It's surprising to me. Mm-hmm. And I think Nicholas, from one of the previous designers, he was like, these kids, their construction is totally nuts.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. It's so funny to hear the contrast in opinions because you'll hear a judge say something crazy. And then you'll hear just a regular fan or someone who appreciates the work. Like, I think they're doing a great job.
Yeah.
So I personally thought that they all did an excellent job.
Me too. And there's such different perspectives and aesthetics that we're seeing from these kids. So I think it was a really entertaining finale.
Yeah, it was very entertaining. It was very funny. I liked the showroom interaction when it got down to the four.
Yeah.
And you got to start to see the eyes peeking from behind mannequins like, what are you over there doing? You know, you got to see the competitive side kind of come out a little more. So that was interesting.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. So we have Izzy, Chelsea, Chris, and Hua.
Yes.
Final four.
Mm-hmm.
They get 2 days in the workroom.
Strong final four, too.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, that was a good final four. Like, they made some good choices.
And I think Hawa was just like, I can't believe I made it here. I didn't really expect to beat Tyler.
Right.
And, like, the face-off.
Right. So, I was surprised that that's a tough one. Because Tyler is great.
Tyler is great.
I love Tyler's stuff. Like, I think Tyler was too good or something. Like, he was so good to me.
Yeah, he was great. He was doing stuff that, like, a 30-year-old would be doing.
Yeah,
you know?
He was like, he's lived before.
Yeah, he's already done fashion shows, been in magazines,
right.
All this stuff.
So congratulations, Tyler. I think you did absolutely amazing. Your collection and your perspective was beautiful, and I wish you so much luck.
But it does go to show that, like, you can never doubt yourself.
That's true.
It doesn't matter how much experience someone else has. Like, you can still get there. So.
Absolutely.
Congratulations to Hawa for making it.
Yeah, and I love Hawa. I'm so happy she pulled through.
I just love her attitude.
Yep.
She, you know, she just has this kind of like, I'm doing me, and like, whatever happens.
Mm-hmm. It's very obvious
I'm gonna be happy
in her style.
Yeah.
Like, she's like, I have a blue eyebrow and a green eyebrow. Yeah. I do. And this is who I am, and love it.
Absolutely. Yeah, and her models were,
they had blue color eyebrows and big, cool waves and all kinds of fun perspective.
I bet
her.
Scott Patrick was having some fun with those looks.
He got to do a lot of that fun stuff we talked about when he was here. Yes.
So, actually, Alyssa Milano shows up in the workroom kind of just to encourage the kids.
Right.
And they also get, like, a little video encouragement from Georgina Chapman.
Right.
So,
nice.
I think that kind of gives you, like, a second win when you're just like, oh, they've been, like, paying attention.
Yeah, these people know I exist.
Yeah, and they're just, like, sending their encouragement. It kind of gives you just, like, this energy to kind of just push through and finish, like, what you're working on.
Yes.
So, basically, Tim comes into the workroom,
mm-hmm.
and he visits with each of the designers.
Mm-hmm.
First, he meets with Chris, Yes. And Chris is like, oh, yeah, my collection's kind of, like, based off of a New York kind mm-hmm. of vibe. And he doesn't feel like his critique went that well.
Yeah.
The color choice. I was really excited about his stuff.
I just want to say, I loved Chris's collection.
Yeah.
I'm actually surprised that he didn't win. I'm very happy for the winner. I don't know if we're going to talk about that yet.
We'll wait.
Yeah, we'll wait. But I loved his collection.
I did too. I really thought he was going to win just from seeing the stuff in the workroom.
It was everything.
Because he kind of did that print thing that he, you know, elevated.
Yes.
And he evolved throughout the competition.
Definitely evolved through the print work. Because at first it was like clashy, clashy, clashy. Mm. Colors, checkerboards, all kinds of things. And then it just kind of evolved into this silhouette of like texture. And it was right. like pretty. Everything worked together.
It was innovative too. It wasn't yes. just like, hi, I'm a pretty dress with some prints mixed together. Right. He was actually making some really unique silhouettes.
Yeah, and then the way he complemented the silhouettes with the pieces that went over
the layering and stuff.
Yeah, like the it was like a strappy non-jacket with mm-hmm. pockets. Yeah. That was so cool.
Yeah,
I thought that
awesome.
Was so innovative.
I think that was the coolest piece of the entire
yeah,
show.
Yeah, super cool. And I also liked Tim had a favorite from Chris too. It was like a pattern two piece with like a pretty little lace
the top with sheer the swing straps coat. In the back. Yeah,
yeah mm-hmm. that was so pretty.
Yeah, it was awesome.
You can tell how impressed Chris
Tim
really mm-hmm. was yeah. when he saw it come down the runway. He's like, wait a minute, these kids have something like for real.
I'm really excited for Chris because yes. I feel like in the beginning the judges were kind of like, I don't know, Chris, this stuff looks tacky, and he was just like, this is what I do and this is right. what I love to do, and he kind of took the advice and kept it within his wheelhouse mm-hmm. and like expanded on that idea and like mm-hmm. elevated it and really took it to another place
mm-hmm.
and I think he grew so much.
He did, like this is a situation where the critiques actually pushed the designer to be better,
and that's what the whole point is.
Exactly.
You know, if you're not like trying to figure out how to evolve as a designer.
Right.
Then, I mean, you're just stale.
Right. And we saw how the pressure got to him because even Hawa was kind of like, who am I now? Like, I'm getting all this critique. Like, I'm following instructions, but who am I?
Yeah.
But they pushed through and the best persevered and
absolutely.
They shined. So.
So Tim goes to visit Chelsea next in the workroom, and she kind of explains that. And we haven't even seen any of her stuff before, because mm-hmm. last episode it was just like Tyler and Awa. But she basically explains that she kind of has this concept where she's going from like this android and mm-hmm. then kind of morphing down into this human, mm-hmm. which is a really interesting concept.
That's
to me.
That's dope.
And I love like the android, you mm-hmm. know, kind of cyber looks.
Mm-hmm.
And then she just had a really unique perspective to this kind of futuristic take on
yes.
things. So she had like a lot of leather geometric pieces that kind of slowly started to have like a little bird or a butterfly or
right.
cherry blossoms. I thought that was so smart.
And I think that's smart in the day and times that we live in, because we're so attracted to technology these days that we forget about nature. So it's like here this technology driven
oh,
person is
yeah.
finding themselves again. So I thought that was really cool perspective.
I think it was a neat take on it too, because mm-hmm. when you think like futuristic mm-hmm. or that kind of ninja mm-hmm. fierce look, it's kind of done by a lot of designers mm-hmm. and it's kind of done in the same way.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really like a fresh take. It's like always silver and geometric and
right.
you know.
It is.
So uh-huh. to me it was just really cool. Like I've never seen anything like that
and
before.
The choice of butterfly.
Yeah.
And I would have liked to have seen the little sequins panty under the dress at the end.
Yeah.
I would have liked to see it, because when I saw the red dress, kind of like, oh, I'm finding my heart. Like an android finds a heart.
Yeah.
Kind of like when the Tin Man got his heart in Wizard
oh,
of Oz.
Yeah. yeah.
You know, so I would have liked to have seen that red drawn into that last look.
I know what you mean.
Yeah. yeah. But it was a little risque, I guess, for children, for children's
That's,
runway.
I thought that too. Yeah.
Like a sheer it panty. Uh-huh. It's like, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Woo.
You're going there, girl. But I loved it.
Yeah.
I think I love the red dress, but I have to admit, the sleeve dress thing wasn't my favorite. Did you see the sleeve dress one?
It didn't bother me. I think it was, you know, we'll talk a little bit more about that later, but
okay.
I think it was like the fit, you know, because I understand
okay.
how she was kind of trying to take like the leather and start going into
yeah,
like
the
more
fit.
Organic stuff. But
mm-hmm.
yeah, I think it was the fit that killed it. But
mm-hmm.
Next, we have Izzy. She meets with Tim and she kind of explains, I took inspiration from track and field uniforms.
Right.
And we know she's kind of done this athleisure gown
athleisure.
Look before.
I love that word.
And Tim's really impressed. He thinks it's relaxed and polished in a good way.
I'm starting to feel like I'm catching on to Tim.
In what way?
He really pushed Chelsea. Mm. He really, really, really was like, Chelsea, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Chelsea has one of the best collections.
Right.
Then he comes to this young lady, and he's like, oh, with the athleisure collection. He's like, great, beautiful. It's just like he gave her all the sauce that she needed to go forth from here in life. But I was like, you're not going to win. Mm. I knew at that point. I was like, I think I'm catching on to this. You know, and even like the push that who I got from almost getting cut last week. It's that it was that same kind of like extra attention.
Yeah.
When he didn't critique her that much, I was like, it looked, I was like,
I noticed that too. And I think, like, you know, Tim comes in to talk to Hua. Mm-hmm. I guess he already knows the inspiration because of the last episode, but it was just really short and sweet. It was like, what are you doing? And she's like, I'm fixing all the things the judges told me to.
Right.
And then, bye. Like, that's the end.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, it is kind of weird, you know, and last week we basically. All the attention was on Juan Tyler. All the designers are, like, just hanging out in the background the entire episode. Like, so, and, you know, I think Izzy mentioned, she's like, well, Hua kind of has an advantage. She already had a critique from Tim.
Right. That's
and,
true.
And, you know, like, she got even, like, a critique from the judges. So it kind of is a little jump, but at the same time, I mean, that's just how it goes. So.
Right.
And it was only two looks.
I like the athleisure look. I just think it was a little safe. You know me, I'm the gaudy one. So I'm like, it's still Project Runway. That's always my thing. Like, it's still Project Runway. So I like the way she brought everything together. But to me, it just missed a little bit of the, like, over-the-topness that it needed.
Again, I think, like, it depends on who you're competing against.
Right, that's true.
And so, compared to kind of all the rest of hers, was a little more basic. But I definitely
see... But it was great, though.
It was great. Yeah. I definitely see, like, the references she was pulling. And then she was had kind of these streamers that was signifying, like, the wind blowing behind them while they're running or something like that. And I thought that was really smart and cool and interesting. But I think just compared to everybody else, it wasn't really standing up to the bar, you know?
Right.
So, basically, we have all this, you know, drama all up, you know, build up to the actual runway show. They actually are at FIDM showing in front of all kinds of people.
Amazing.
Project Runway designers.
Now, this is a school that they will receive the scholarship to.
Right.
Nice.
So, it's kind of exciting.
Very exciting. In front of a lot, I saw a lot of faces in the audience, a lot of designers, you know, a lot of cool people from the LA scene were there. So, you know, it's pressure.
Absolutely.
Like, in front of the real tastemakers now.
Right on.
You know?
Well, should we start with the runway?
Yes.
Okay. So, first up, we have Chelsea's collection.
Yes.
And her first look kind of starts off with her android. It's kind of a leather top. She's got organza sheer kind of cutouts in it with a pant. It's a little basic and it's a little dark. I wish I would have seen just like a little more androidness in it, but it's a good look.
This is, to me, this is a play of who Chelsea was when she came into the show.
Right.
Like, this is...
That's true.
This is like... where she started from, like, the Project Runway point. So I'm not surprised that she went with such a kind of understated look because it left the room for her to take to make the elevation with the collection. Right. So
and she really has that story that she has to tell with her collection.
I got it. Yeah. And this is true Chelsea right here.
It is. It totally is. And I would love to own that top.
Right. And those pants fit perfectly. Like, I know she made them last minute, but they fit great.
You're right. It definitely is kind of the understated, like, mysterious kind of
like beginning to the show. Like, we're going somewhere. Right.
Right, but you have to pay attention to, to see what happens. Okay, let's take a look at her second look. So here we have kind of the same construction on a crop top. It's kind of the black with the cutouts and everything. We kind of start to see these little birds come into play in the skirt.
The sky kind of
and
looks like
the
sky.
And a little bit of color.
I love this top.
Oh, I do,
too. See the construction on the top? It was so cool.
I just love the whole thing. Yeah. I wear the whole thing.
Yeah, I love it.
Chelsea, you can make me one of these.
Yes. I love it.
And then it kind of progresses to this next red dress.
Loved it.
The judges love.
Yes.
I love. I'm glad that she kind of added this colorful piece. Because I feel like when you always kind of stick to the dark, which I get, I do that too. But you have, you know, it's something different, but with the construction, it's kind of pieced together. She has organza cutouts with the red leather. It just changes it up a little bit. It's the same vibe, but the color kind of starts to progress a little bit more.
I loved it. I like dresses that are kind of mod and kind of hold their shape. Like with that, is that an A-line cut? What is that called?
It's kind of just like a sheath dress. I mean,
but like I like the way the shoulders kind of just boop and they stay there. Like I'm big on symmetry, so things that hold shape make sense to me.
Right.
So I think this is so cool.
Absolutely.
Look how stiff, like,
a couple, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just...
A couple challenges ago, I saw her wear the sweatshirt with this kind of circular cutout on the front, too, which she obviously made now at this point. So to me, I immediately, like, recognized it. So I think anytime you can look at a piece of work and, like, automatically recognize the designer without seeing the label is, like,
that's great.
A plus. Yeah. Her next look... is this another kind of leather piece. I think it's a top and a skirt, and then she's kind of got little cutouts with this little bird showing up, and the top is mesh, and she's kind of got the cherry blossoms. I really like the top, especially because I feel like it's kind of like the nature's underneath, and you can definitely see it, but it's kind of shrouded with the mesh, you know?
Nice.
I think it's just a good vibe.
Yeah, it's good. It's good.
You can see the nature kind of start to creep in there more and more. And then the next piece... was the piece we were talking about earlier where it's just a cherry blossoms dress kind of with these leather sleeves, which Tim warned her about. The judges didn't like. I get it, though, but I just didn't... I didn't think the fit on the dress was good enough
to make sense. Get the concept.
Yeah.
I totally get the concept. I just think the sleeves were a little baggier than what I would want to see.
And the body, too. I feel like I saw kind of a picture when she... kind of turned in the front. She's holding, like, a pocket or something.
Poofy, right?
Yeah, and I feel like maybe if it would have been more streamlined, the sleeves would have worked with the silhouette better. Because I get what it... Now it is mostly nature and just a little bit of the android in the sleeves. Has to have something there. And I think it's really... Like, I think I know where she was going with it. It just somehow didn't get executed correctly. Right.
Yeah, it was just one of those things that, you know, you make it and it's like, oh, okay, but...
That you kinda, maybe could have later come back to and, like, improved upon.
Right.
Yeah. But I definitely get the concept from her.
Right. And I respect her sticking to her, you know, original point of view and saying, no, I like this piece. I want it in my collection. So.
Absolutely.
A the, body can make a dress, so...
That's true, too.
You know, it might have looked way better on her than it did on the hanger, at least, so...
That's true. I just think, it, also, as a designer, you should be able to design things that will look good on different... body types too.
True.
We have a lot of these high-end designers that they only design for size 2 or size 0. And
see
that's
a lot
not
of that.
That's not realistic for you know, a consumer. So
far from realistic.
And I think it's easy to make, I mean, you have a size 2 model that's 6 feet tall. She's going to make anything look good.
Exactly.
So, I think it's more challenging to design for different body types.
That's true. It's so hard to say no to something when it's on a model. Because at that point, it's already your vision. You already wanted it anyway.
Yeah, and then you get it home, and you try it on, and you're like, it doesn't look like that.
Right, exactly.
And then you send it back, so.
Right, it's hard to look at a piece that you wanted in your collection, and it looks great on the model, but you still have to be like, it's still not good enough. Like, because at that point, you're sold mentally. You're like, no, this is it. It looks great. This is it.
Yep.
So you need a Tim sometimes to come and be like, it's not it.
I know.
You know
what
I'm saying?
I wish she just would have tweaked it a little bit or thought about this piece more because I feel like this was kind of the pivotal piece. And then her last look is what I had the most issue with. It's just, I understand it's like the fully human part, but it doesn't look like Chelsea to me
at all. That's true.
Even, you know, if Chelsea was designing for a human, it doesn't look like this would be it. It's just kind of a pretty dress.
Yeah,
the top is like that mesh with kind of
floral
embroidery
covering.
Something pink and then a black skirt. And I just don't, I don't see Chelsea in this. And I was like, your finale really needs to be like the wow thing. And I feel like she could have made it more organic, but still use some of those shapes or techniques that she is so good at to make it more of a signature piece. This to me, I would never guess this is Chelsea.
That's true. That's
so
true.
I was a little bit disappointed with the last
piece. I think I would have liked to see it fit differently because it was like a little looser than what I would have expected it to be. But I wasn't mad at it. I liked the sheerness, and she had a flowy piece, and it captured the wind element, I guess, underneath, you know. So, I mean, it was nice. It was nice, but my favorite from her was between the red, the second and third look.
I think my favorite was the second look, with the little birds on the skirt.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I don't know.
Yeah,
I just wish
red dress and the one before it.
Yeah. I just wish the finale piece, she would have used maybe more of these little birds or cherry blossoms.
Yeah, maybe like birds all on the top.
And made something more fantastical. Like, it could still be human and organic and less robotic, but more exciting. Like, this to me just looked like a fancy gown, you know, that a lot of people do. And it looks nice.
Mm-hmm. But it lost its rigidness.
I just wanted
rigidness.
To see more Chelsea.
You know what?
It lost
the structure. And I think that was kind of, I think that maybe that's what she was going for. Like, everything was square. Everything was kind of robotic. And here you just was like, here's a piece that's white on top or light on top that represents kind of like a purity or a rebirth. And then you have this flow at the bottom where it's like, I'm the android just letting go.
But to me, it just didn't, if you saw this as a collection, that would be definitely the one piece you'd be like, is this accidentally on this hanger?
That's true.
So, I mean, I get it. It's a progression and I love the story. Mm-hmm. I just think the last piece could have been handled a little differently.
If the underneath was a different part and we could see it really popping through, like, I think that's where she was going with the red, so that you could see the sheerness kind of in the android bottom. You understand what I mean?
I get what you're saying.
There's no
I think
pop
even
on
then,
the bottom.
Like, there's none of the same techniques. There's none of the same fabrics. Mm-hmm. It looks like a different designer. Mm-hmm. So to me, it was like a disconnect, I guess.
Okay.
But I still think she did an amazing job. I think the story is great. It's fun. It makes everything cohesive.
Definitely.
And I just like what you said, kind of start with the understatement piece. And it kind of brightens up as you go along,
too. It
does,
definitely.
So I love that. Let's talk about, I think Chris is next. Yeah, so this is the top that you said you like. I love this top, too.
Love this. This isn't the one, though. This isn't the one I was talking about.
Oh.
But everything about this collection makes my eyes so happy.
I know. It really
looks
expensive.
I love the clash of, like, I don't know if that's not necessarily texture, it's just pattern. I love that. I love those pants and that top together.
The top is amazing. It's just such a simple, if you look at it, break it down, it's simple, but like, I just haven't seen anything like that.
Right.
The way that it's constructed, he definitely placed the patterns very intelligently and kind of made this checkerboard pattern pant.
Those pants are eye candy.
It's just, I mean, this top could even be like a vest. You could wear like a button-up shirt underneath it. Or, I mean, anybody could wear that. It's so cute.
Yes.
Super cute. And I think it's a great opener because it kind of grabs your interest.
And I love the length of the pant.
Absolutely.
I love that. They're like wide leg kind of.
I mean, anybody could wear those.
Yes. We
and you
could
pair them with
great
so many different things.
Right.
Yeah. Let's take a look at his second look. So this is just like a little pattern dress, I guess. It kind of looks like kind of an oriental vibe to me, actually, which I know he was going for in New York, but like
with like a city vibe on it.
It's totally. But like it kind of feels like a kimono with kind of like a belt on it. Even like the model's straight cut bangs kind of give me that vibe.
It's like a sweatshirt kimono.
Like a
futuristic streetwear kimono.
I think it's really cute. I just didn't like it as much as some of the other pieces.
Right.
But I think this is also really, like, it's commercial, but it's still kind of elevated. You could sell it at a more high-end place,
I think.
But a lot of different people could wear it,
I think. It's very, like, chic boutique type of thing. Like, I found this at this cute little boutique.
Absolutely.
You know?
And Chris's next look is my favorite. This is just my absolute favorite.
This is the pocketless, jacketless jacket I was talking about.
Yeah, and I think Aya called it like the negative space hoodie.
It's everything.
Because it's basically just sleeves and a hoodie and a bunch of straps that he've made out of this fabric that kind of construct the body. There's really nothing there as far as the body.
It's everything.
Right, and then he has this really cool, he's like, I imagine this like suspended pocket. It's like a kangaroo pocket for a hoodie, but it's not connected to anything except for the straps hanging from the shoulder.
It's
and then
crazy.
You can put your little hands in it.
It's everything. It's everything.
Really
I want to
awesome.
See at a show or from a designer. It's like I've never laid my eyes on anything like that. It's complete
Seriously,
eye candy.
Chris, I will buy one of these from you. No, but you like, need to for make real. Me one. And then he mixed it with this kind of black and white print. His print mixing is just genius.
It's nuts.
I was like, when this came out, I was like, Chris is going to win.
Yeah. Chris is going to win. I was like, wow, Chris is going to win.
It's over. Just, yeah.
I just knew that Chris was going to win. Yeah. You know, but...
I mean, this is a really innovative piece to me. I don't know how he came up with this, but, like, it's not just... You know, he's also doing the print mixing, so it's just, like, a really... It's not just, like, hi, I'm doing a different print on top, and I'm doing a different print skirt. It's just, like, they're just melted together because of all these cutouts, and I'm in love with this look.
To me, this is, like, the epitome of why it's fun to watch these juniors create.
Oh, absolutely.
Because they come up with cool stuff like
this. It makes
this.
Me excited about fashion again.
Definitely. This brand new perspective, like, that's so fun.
It's just...
I love it.
Just... Total
did we miss? Did we miss the look with the sweatshirt under the jacket?
Let's see. Maybe that one's the next one.
Oh, okay. Yep.
So this jacket he basically made in 20 minutes, like right before they went on to the runway, and I think it's obviously it's simple, but I think that what he did is wanted to create a little bit of drama because he's like, this is just some. You know, a sweatshirt with a skirt. And it really was smart, I think.
This is style.
Yeah.
This is beyond just knowing how to make a cool garment. This is putting it together so that it makes someone want to wear it.
Well, it's absolutely like a 20-minute jacket. It's just sleeves, a front, and a back. But the fabric's cool, and the shape of the sleeves is cool, and you could wear it over a lot of different things.
And oh, that sweat top is so cute to me. That's a sweatshirt, right?
Absolutely. It's just a sweatshirt. But, that's like, you could wear this over a tank top. You could wear it over, you know, like a dress. It would just be one of those pieces where you're like, I want to look cool, and I just have basic stuff. This is what you add to it, and a statement necklace or something, and you're, like, good to go anywhere.
Very stylish and very, like, forward.
I think without that, even though it's just something so small, the look would have just been real boring.
Very basic. No, he did what he had to do.
Absolutely. Okay, let's take a look at his next look. It's basically just a jumpsuit with the print, which maybe it kind of gives us a break from some of this very intense print mixing. Mm-hmm. It's very chic and kind of elegant, actually, but you could wear this during the day. I feel like you could wear it at night with some sparkly junk.
I felt like this was something that you could definitely find on a rack somewhere in a store. Like, this is wearable art. Like, it's not crazy looking over the top, but it still goes with the collection, but it's like that kind of sophisticated piece.
Well, if you were wearing this out, you'd get compliments all over the place.
Yeah, it looks great, you know?
And
it looks
like
a good transition. Like, you can go from work to an event in the evening and not have to change your clothes and still look appropriate at both places. So
you could mix it with different types of jackets or a blazer or
a cute little leather jacket would be cute.
There's tons of things. And since there's so many colors in the print, you could mix it with white or blue or black and have a lot of options, I think. And it looks very New York, which is what he was going for.
It looks very, like, businesswoman chic.
Right. Let's take a look at his next look. This is his finale piece.
Bomb.
When I saw it come out, I really liked it. And then the judges kind of mentioned, yeah, it's kind of resorty. And I was like,
who cares?
Oh, yeah, it kind of is resorty.
I don't care. It is bomb.
It kind of almost reminded me of, like, a Golden Girls thing after I started looking at it.
You just see, I wasn't even looking at it like that until you said it.
You'll never forget it.
But I love the way he used the sheer and then just used the pattern to kind of, like, trim through and make some...
Sewing that is, like, impossible. So kudos to Chris. Just, like, doing these, like, sheer fabrics with these curved pieces in it. I mean, that's, like, nuts.
I loved it.
It's totally nuts.
I love what it's doing for my eye. Like, when I look at it, it was just so, like... And I think Tim was very impressed, too, by this one as well.
He was. He seemed like he was when they were backstage
so
with Chris talking to him, watching the show. But honestly, I wish this kind of could have been, like, a gown. I mean, it's your finale piece. I feel like maybe it would have made more sense to me if it was, like, kind of that mesh top extended into something really... gorgeous and dramatic. Like, it was, like, awesome, but it didn't have quite enough drama for me. You know what I mean? To just kind of finish it off.
The colors and the pattern, the jacket and then the pattern underneath popping through the sheer and everything just did it for me.
Yeah.
I just loved it.
I do love...
My eyes were happy.
I do love the mixing of the just all the different fabrics and the prints. I think he's already mastered this, and he's so young. I mean,
that's what was so... I'm like, a kid just made this. I think that's why I was so impressed.
Absolutely.
Like, wow. Like, he's like 16 doing this already.
I think he's 17 or 18, but still, you're under 18.
You're a teen, basically.
And you're like in school every day and you're doing homework. When are you taking the time to like, you're spending like your summers at sewing camp? I don't know, but.
Crazy. YouTube every day.
I know, you know, and we didn't even have, like when I was a kid, we did not have resources like that.
The internet like that.
You had to take a class, learn from your grandma, like practice, like look up stuff in books.
Grandma would pull out that big tin, that cookie tin. Mm-hmm. Did your grandma have the cookie tin with all the sewing supplies in it?
I think every grandma. Yes. It's like a mandatory thing.
Yes. My mom has bought me like 2 sewing machines. I feel so bad. I don't know where they are now. But that's how we had to learn. Yeah. Like watching. Or we had home ec. Did you have home ec?
Yeah, we didn't have home ec. But like all we did was sew pajamas.
Right. We sewed pillows.
Yeah.
And learned how to like make quilt patterns and like stuff like that. But we weren't doing this.
Which, who even makes, like, quilts and pillowcases anymore? But, yeah, I mean, I wish they would, you know, have more, I don't know. I don't even know. I don't have kids that are in high school, so I have no clue what they're teaching in high school. But I wish they'd have, like, some more cool electives like that. Like, learn how to make jackets and stuff.
Right. Teach us how to make some money.
Show kids how to do just different things, you know? Like, there's so many options. When I was a kid, you know, we went to school, they're like, no, you need a real job. And, you know, I was like, they don't show
kids.
We
had shop class.
All the options.
We had all kinds of different things.
We had shop class, too. And, you know, we could build cars and stuff. But I feel like there's so much more stuff out there that they don't even get exposed to.
Right.
They don't know they're good at if they've never even tried it.
It's
so
true.
I feel like that's kind of...
I've always been taught that if you've learned a skill with your hands, you'll never be broke. Like, if you learn a trade, you'll always be able to make money. So
and
I think
hustle.
Kids, you need hustle, but, like, I think kids need more experience in school, like you said, with...
Something tangible.
Yeah, with trades, you know? Absolutely. More things that they can create with instead of just following this program of math, English, history, science.
I think that stuff's important, too, but I think to be well-rounded, you have to, like, introduce them to all kinds of different things.
Yeah, engage the imagination more, you know?
Well, we have 2 collections left. I believe this is Hawa.
Hawa!
So, this kind of... Okay, this first look is like a fluffy sheep jumper.
Yeah, whimsical, very Hawaii, but not really like a realistic.
I wish like she would have edited this piece a little more because even though the other pieces are all crazy, I feel like somehow, you know, when I saw her present last at the finale part 1 when she's fighting Tyler, I felt like the stuff was a little juvenile. This time, I felt like the collection as a whole was still fun, but I don't know what she did to it. She didn't look like she did anything, maybe just the styling, but it looked a lot more polished, sort of. I don't know if that's the word because this is so crazy, but
yeah, this is crazy.
The first look I didn't like as much as the others. I wish she maybe made it long pants or made it something else. It wasn't as polished as the other pieces.
Yeah, this one is childish. This look is childish, but you'd
but
be surprised.
But it's creative, and it's
those
fun.
Little furry pieces like that are becoming really popular.
That's true. It's true.
Yeah, those are becoming really popular, but it's still confusing.
It didn't come across to me as sophisticated as some of the other pieces, even though they're still fun and young. This one just was kind of like a little...
I think it's the straps and the little thing right here. Like
just needed some editing somewhere. I don't even know what exactly. Let's take a look at her second look.
Loved it.
I kind of didn't like the jacket with the skirt before, but I do like it now. I just wish the skirt was shorter. I feel like the proportions...
A little
make it
pilgrim-ish.
Less, like, lose the bottom piece. I think I've heard other people mention that, too, and it just makes so much sense to me because the jacket is so fluffy that I need to see more leg for it to look chic.
Yeah, like, if she had drawn the ruffles up maybe closer together.
So closer together or just lose
inches.
The bottom layer or something.
Because imagine it without the blue and white, even if you just see that black skirt and the black top.
That would have been fine,
that
too.
That would have been fire.
Yeah.
Right. But I liked it. I liked the over-the-top stuff on the runway, so I'm here for kind of... This is, like, honestly, she said, I don't understand avant-garde at all, but this is kind of avant-garde.
It kind of is. It's kind of kitschy.
Yeah. It's kind of like, you know...
But I don't think she tried to make it kitschy.
It just turned into it. But the jacket is my favorite part of this look.
I think Aya Kanai mentioned it too. She's like, you're not even fashion forward. You're just like fashion adjacent. You're just like something else, which is good. It's
fashion
great because
adjacent.
You're not taking so much influence from other people. But it's definitely like takes a hot second to warm up to it. But it's something that really draws your attention and your interest, mm-hmm. and like you want to know more, and it makes you excited.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take a look at her third look. This was okay, but I do like that she kind of toned it down a little bit with the colors and stuff.
I love the way she plays with her colors. It's just so fun.
She still has the print. She kind of, everything has these high and tight collars.
Yeah.
And it still has the circus vibe for, mm-hmm. but
this is like the tent, like the circus tent.
Yeah, I could see that. I could see that. Yeah. And it's really commercial. I think a lot of people could wear it, but it wasn't one of the more exciting pieces, but I think it's important to a collection to have different mm-hmm. kind of levels
elements,
of,
right.
And her next look,
she still keeps that conservative part, like this.
She does.
Kinda
it's
straight,
so funny.
Yeah, this straight line here with the collar. Like she keeps her perspective in everything. I like
it's
it.
It's really funny when mm-hmm. that you mentioned that, 'cause she has this kind of modest, aspect to her work that's still so crazy and fun and out mm-hmm. there and funky,
mm-hmm.
but like conservative.
Yes,
really funny.
I love it.
Let's take a look at her next look. This to me was awesome.
The favorite.
This was
my
favorite look.
Yeah, this is my favorite.
It's like kind of this pieced jacket, and she has just a crop top and a skirt that's just half black, half white, but the jacket is mostly black and white too, but it has all these pops of color.
Yeah, that
everywhere.
Little color blocking is fun.
It's just really, it looks really expensive to me.
Yeah, I want that jacket.
Just the whole way that it was put together.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what to say. I'm just blown away.
It's fun. We love it.
This is like my prime example of like Hawa editing to the nines.
Mm-hmm.
And this is like polished and expensive and amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. This is like A1 Hawa.
But you still see that like clown element, but it's not clowny at all.
Yeah. Not clowny in a bad way, but like we understand what you were creating.
Absolutely.
Right.
Ugh, I just love it.
It's cool. I love the blocking. I love like I love shapes and angles and anything with geometry. Like I'm all love it.
Yes.
So this
there was a lot of attention put into this to me. It was so perfect.
Favorite piece for sure.
Let's take a look at her next look. The jumpsuit we saw from the last episode. I love the jumpsuit from the front. I like the surprise in the back. I could see someone like Kelly wearing this. I just wonder if, you know, how the last kind of vest jacket seemed so polished to me. It was because I feel like the shapes were more thought out. They were long and they were lean and they mm-hmm. were, you know, this one, the back piece is just kind of shapes all over the place like a quilt, like mm-hmm. that you just kind of threw stuff together. I wish the back would have been more that polished, mm-hmm. put together thing, but obviously she didn't have time to change that. Mm-hmm. She did drop the V in the back of the neck like the judges asked, but I think this is super cute.
I love the back. The back is really, really fun to me.
It's just that surprise when she turns around,
The front is a little... That middle seam is kind of like... It is like... It attracts all your attention like right there. Like
I do wish she would have added like a black belt like they
something
had
to break
suggested
it up.
Last time.
But then it would have kind of interfered with the back.
I don't think so. I think it would have made it like bring it in... Bring the editing in a little bit more.
I can
more.
See a black belt.
Yeah, just this little...
When I squint, I see like... things that aren't there.
I know.
But yeah, she look. I can see a belt coming right across, kind of like high waist in the back, right under the... Yeah, that
right
would
under
that
the
look good.
Yep.
Yeah, just something. Mm-hmm. Because the bow tie and the kind of very intentional checker in the front is like, clown! Hey, I'm a clown! I'm a clown!
Right, and then with
you know,
the shoes, too.
It's like screaming, I'm a clown, a little bit.
A little bit, a little bit.
You
but
know?
I think the belt would have made it more fashion and less costume.
Is that a bow tie or a collar?
It's a collar.
Okay.
Yeah, she's got ruffles on it too.
It looks like a clown bow tie from here.
Oh, I see what you're saying. No, it's a collar.
You see it?
I see it now. The squinty thing. Yep.
The squinty thing.
Look at her next look. This, I don't know. It was okay.
It kind of, I didn't get the skirt. The skirt had like a drawstring or something at the bottom, and it.
I don't know. Yeah.
It messed up that structure that I like to see.
Mm-hmm.
It like took away from like. The linear aspect.
Yeah, there was something really off about this look to me that didn't... Obviously, the colors and shapes kind of fit in the collection, but it mm-hmm. was didn't excite me, like, whatsoever. I felt like it got kind of thrown together in a rush.
Yeah, this was this one lost me a little bit.
Yeah.
It kind of wasn't cool. It wasn't stylish.
Right, right.
You know, it like, didn't blend
it
together.
It didn't even feel, like, super Hawa to me, like, mm-hmm. exciting like the other pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And then moving on...
Cute.
This is Izzy. She's the final final designer. And she kind of did this whole sporty look with the orange and the white. It's a cute look to
it's
open
cute.
With.
Mm-hmm. I think it's very cute.
But then, you know, her next couple of looks, are the same silhouette. It's like a little crop jacket, that's what I'm saying. A little circle skirt. I mean, it was like, you only have six looks. You need to be doing different silhouettes.
That's what I'm saying. It's safe.
Let's see her next look. Yeah, so it's kind of the same thing, just different colors. I do like how she's mixing the colors.
Yes.
She's got blue in the front, orange and pink in the back.
Mm-hmm.
She is adding, like, these interesting details mm-hmm. to the back, and she kind of has kind of this black textured or patterned fabric that she's mixing, which I like.
The back of this dress is far more exciting than the front.
It is, but I kind of like the surprise when it's kind of dark in front, then you turn around and it's more...
It's so square. So square to me in the front. It's just
it
so
is a little yeah. The top I didn't square. Think fit that well too.
Yeah,
and it was really evident by the white piece in front.
Mm-hmm.
The next look was my favorite.
Fun.
The pants.
Yes.
Were amazing.
Very fun.
And then she added the drama with the little streamers in the back. But the pants were so cool.
The pants were so cool. I want those today.
To me, this was my favorite look from Izzy.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
And I like that's the runway flare that I want to see. Like, I like the streamers that create the drama. Like, that's what makes it Project Runway to me.
This pant was really interesting up front, too. Not only mm-hmm. does it have kind of a cool silhouette, I feel like a lot of women could wear because it's looser at the hips.
Mm-hmm.
But it kind of, it's not just kind of like a regular pant that's gathered. She mm-hmm. did some really kind of interesting seaming on the front
mm-hmm.
with where she chose to gather it. I think that's just, like, beyond her years.
Mm-hmm.
But this to me was the best look of her show.
Yeah, I like it.
And then moving on to the next look. This was probably one of the better circle skirt vibes.
It's the same outfit again.
It is the same exact outfit, but I like the white with the blue and the pink.
I like the jacket. I want the jacket. I don't want what's under it. But I would take that jacket.
Well, it's just a white dress. Yeah, it's just a white.
Is that a dress?
I don't know if it's a dress or a top and a skirt, but it's just nothing. I think the look is cute and it kind of pops with the color, but again, we have the same silhouette.
Yeah,
and then
the same.
And then her next look, kind of the same thing again. I mean, I don't know if they're shorts or a skirt, but again, it's just like kind of a crop top and a fluffy mm-hmm. bottom.
And a jacket.
So I wish she would have pushed the elements with the silhouettes a little bit more, and maybe she would have, you know, mm-hmm. done better.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think that her last look is next. I kind of like this because it's
pretty.
Different than her silhouettes, but it is, again, kind of basic. And I kind of feel like we lose that kind of vibe of the tennis
mm-hmm.
track suit
mm-hmm.
stuff. But I like that it was more flowy.
Mm-hmm.
And it obviously still relates into the collection with the colors.
It had way more movement.
I think it was. You know,
this is
I
my
agree.
Second favorite.
Second, yeah, I, mm-hmm. I think I'd have to agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with Tim. It is relaxed. It is polished.
Mm-hmm.
But I just feel a little bored, especially when I saw all the other
mm-hmm.
collections.
Yep. I
so,
have to agree.
So, Chelsea.
Chelsea is,
our is the winner. Our very own.
Yay, Chelsea.
Little Chelsea. I am so happy for her.
Yes, so happy.
She was here twice, and she didn't, like, tell us anything.
I know.
No
I was like,
idea.
Michelle, are you keeping secrets? Did
I
you
did
know?
Not know. No.
She didn't know
she
either.
Was
we are so,
so good.
Excited for you, Chelsea.
So
congratulations.
Happy. And I think she's in Italy right now.
Right?
On her trip.
Hanging out just in Milan, you know, kicking
Milan
it.
Milan Fashion Week?
Yeah.
So, everybody... Please go congratulate Chelsea.
Yes. And
go
to
her website. She has t-shirts, sweatshirts for sale, little ninja shirts, all kinds of stuff. We are super excited for Chelsea. I am just...
Super. Congratulations. And congratulations to everyone who participated.
Absolutely.
This was definitely a come up in the beginning for a lot of new things for all of you guys. So congratulations to everyone who participated. But go Chelsea.
Super happy for Chelsea. She's
Chelsea.
Just the sweetest
She is.
Girl.
And
she's
kept
so
it,
smart.
She kept it in. She didn't even like leak.
Oh,
you know,
and
that,
not at all.
Go ahead, girl. You're a professional.
It was well deserved. But yes, congratulations to all the designers on this season, in the finale. All the finale collections were amazing, definitely rivaling like some 30-year-old designers.
Yes, definitely.
And we will see you guys next season.
Season, yes.
You can find me, Michelle Uberest, on Instagram and Twitter, at Uberest.
And I'm Carmen Cameron, at Carmen Cameron on Instagram and Facebook.
Thanks for watching.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.